101.3.
This half hour of the I Work Ram radio broadcast is brought to you by Nepsis. When you invest with clarity, you have better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nepsis online at nepsiscapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
Are you called to more than just getting it done by Friday?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work For Him with your host, Jim Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work For Him nation and cities around the United States, you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. Hey, welcome to I Work For Him this afternoon. So glad that you tuned in. Make sure you check us out online at iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. Or you could call our I Work For Him listener line.
That's right. Our listener line is 866-713-9675. That's 866-713-WORK.
Hey, for all you Jacksonville listeners, special announcement for our Jacksonville listeners today. Tomorrow morning, there's a free prayer breakfast, the 14th annual Greater Jacksonville Prayer Breakfast. And I just found out about this yesterday, and it was because we were in Oregon and didn't get connected fast enough, but it's going on at the Hyatt Regency on the Jacksonville Riverfront. It's a free breakfast tomorrow morning, June 28th, from 7 to 9 a.m. Check it out online, tjax.org/breakfast. tjax.org/breakfast. Grab you, grab your friends. Go to the 14th annual Greater Jacksonville Prayer Breakfast, Thursday, June 28th. That's tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Check it out online, tjax.org/breakfast. You know, one of the things that I continue to learn each and every day is that God is alive and well on planet Earth, and he cares deeply for our work. However, what I'm also learning is that many of us who call ourselves Christ followers failed to believe that what happened in the Bible and was recorded over 1,500 years by 40-plus authors could still happen today. For years, I was taught that God no longer performed miracles, yet I've seen miracles happen and have reported on them many times. We also seem to discount the concern that God has for our work. We act as though God doesn't care about our 9-to-5. We kind of switch him off, as Doug Spada would say. Yet in Redding, California, there's a school you can attend both there and online called Heaven in Business, heavenandbusiness.com. Now, about 4 years ago, we highlighted the ministry of Heaven in Business, but it's changed and it's expanded so much, both in Reading and online, that we had to highlight it again, and we got to do this more often. We've got Andy Mason with us from Heaven in Business. Andy Mason, thanks for joining us here on I Work For Him today.
Thank you very much. Good morning and afternoon.
Yeah, it kind of depends on where you are, whether it's morning or afternoon. I like that. I like that. Andy, why don't you know, it's been a while since our I Work For Him listeners have heard from you. How did you come to be a follower of Jesus?
Grew up in New Zealand, and I can hardly remember, but I believing family, my parents became followers of Jesus when I was really young, and I made a personal decision to follow him about 7. But anybody that grew up in that kind of home or environment, you know that there comes a point where you make that decision for yourself. And that was as in you've got to choose away from your parents. So that was for me. When I left home, I did a cadetship on a large New Zealand ranch with a lot of sheep and cattle and deer and 20 guys aged 17, 18, 19. You'd call them rednecks. And that was the place that forged my decision-making in will I follow Jesus or will I go a certain other direction, which was free-flowing in that environment. And so really that was the point at which I started to I'd be riding my horse and I'd be saying, God, if you're for real, I want to know you. And I'd literally feel his presence like peace just flood over me. And that was the point that really started to transform my life and walk with him in my workplace.
That's fantastic. I love that.
So, Andy, you have had you went from being on this cattle, whatever you called it, ranch or whatever, to where you are in Heaven in Business, and you've done other things in between. Where in your life did you make a connection between your faith and your work?
Yeah, I think my life has always been that. Is okay. This all along, I've read these stories of there's a guy, Robert Sladen, who spoke a bunch about God's generals. There's some books, and there's these phenomenal people who were reformers who changed the world. People like, I'm not even sure if William Wilberforce is one of my heroes, but that sparked me. These people throughout history of the Salvation Army, of all these people through the First and Second Great Awakening in America. And I read the stories of those people when I was probably 17, 18, and I thought, what's the difference between them and me? And thought, well, there's nothing really, other than they prayed, as in prayed more than just the 2 minutes in the morning and the 2 minutes at night. And so that sparked something. And also when I was 13, we had a visiting missionary come through church, and I don't remember it. My mother reminded me that I went to my mother afterwards and said, God's spoken to me, told me to be a missionary and help people practically as well as spiritually, and I'm going to do an agricultural science degree. Well, 5 years later, I started an agricultural science degree, and she reminded me, yeah, this is what you told me. I'd forgotten in the meantime. The point being, there's just been these series of moments through my life where I don't think there was any one light bulb moment, but in following Jesus, the more that I've walked with him, I realized that my thinking, like, you know, missionary, I'm going to be a missionary. Well, my image of missionary was go to Africa and help people in agriculture and in spiritual matters. The further I've gone and grown, I'm realizing we're all missionaries. We're all walking with God in all of life. We're all supposed to walk practically as well as spiritually. There's no gap. The gap and the lines were in my brain, not in his.
Good point.
You know, Andy, last week, Martha and I and you, we were part of a huge gathering in Bend, Oregon called Hub Nation. And you got a chance to speak there and share your heart and share some of the incredible things that are going on with Heaven and Business, which we'll talk about that in a minute. But what did you see that the Lord had done in that Hub Nation conference? And people gathered from 20 states and three nations. What did you see the Lord doing there?
Yeah, I mean, the bummer for me was I only got to be there for a day, but my team was there for the entire time. I think what I see is a growing number of people who are hungry not to just attend a service on a Sunday, but to experience God in all of life. And to do that, they want to say, how do I not only pray and not only do the Christian activities that we do, but how do we combine listening to the Holy Spirit in conjunction with strategy that doesn't just witness to someone in my workplace, which is probably the traditional concept of being a follower of Jesus in the workplace. It's way more than that. It's having an influence in your business and your whatever role you are at, but then realizing it cannot just stay there. We have to have a voice into the local, region, and national governments in order to see lasting change in a society that does good.
You know, we were describing it to some friends last night and just said, you know what? It was amazing to be in a room full of people that were sold out for Jesus and were working really hard to be led by the Spirit of God. And that was fun. It was fun to be in a room full of people with that kind of energy.
Yeah,
for sure. So, Andy, one of the things, I'm just going to highlight this because I have my notes in front of me from when you spoke. And you started off by saying, you know, I've got several points for you. And you said, follow the voice of God. Follow the voice of God. And then my next point, follow the voice of God. Why do you see that as being so important?
Yeah, well, if you're a follower of Jesus, then it's all about his voice. So follow his voice. And so I think what we tend to do is we're all terrified of following something imaginary or something in our head or something that we can't grasp. And so the humanity that's in us reduces our relationship with Jesus to a set of principles or a set of past stories or past experiences, and it's not real, current, alive, and thriving. There's not a relationship. It's just a set of rules. We've reduced the passion to a process. And the only thing, and somebody who follows Jesus, the only thing that is tangible and real and genuine and authentic is an authentic relationship with a God who created the planet. And so that's why the number one thing for followers of Jesus is to learn to hear his voice. And the Bible says it, we see it, and we see it throughout history, and it's full in the Bible. And anyone wants to do great things for God, just simply follow his voice. And that's why I think we try and complicate it by so many other things that we teach, that if we would simply get back to, it's all about a relationship. It's not a religion. It's not a set of rules. It's about a relationship with the creator of the universe. And the closer that I get to him, and while I'm pursuing excellence and growing and everything else I'm doing, that is the number one key to success in life, is friendship with God, which starts with the learning to hear his voice.
And that, my friends, is the absolute answer to really having a successful Christ-following life. And when we come back, we'll ask Andy Mason how, and we'll ask how Heaven in Business, being involved in Heaven in Business, both online or on location in Redding, California, can help you learn to hear the voice of God. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg, as we talk with Andy Mason from Heaven in Business out of Redding, California. HeavenInBusiness.com, HeavenInBusiness.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Here's Rick Box, founder of Unconventional Business Network, formerly Integrity Resource Center, with today's Integrity Moment.
A recent study of more than 500,000 sales conversations conducted by a tech company called Gong.io uncovered that the highest performing salespeople asked many more questions of their prospects. Their sales conversion rates were highest when they asked between 11 and 14 questions. According to the Harvard Business Review, the study also discovered that top performing salespeople scattered the questions throughout the conversation. Poorer results were noted when salespeople front load questions, as they would a to-do list. Listening and gaining knowledge from your prospect is critical to best meet their needs and secure the purchase. Proverbs 18:15 says, "The heart of the discerning acquires knowledge, for the ears of the wise seek it out." To be successful in sales requires gaining knowledge through asking many questions and actively listening.
To learn more about Unconventional Business Network and doing business God's way, visit unconventionalbusiness.org. That's unconventionalbusiness.org.
Jim, so just last week I ran into one of our friends at the store. She mentioned she'd been listening to I Work For Him on her car radio, but she didn't get to finish the show due to an appointment, and she missed the end of the interview. So I had her get out her phone and go to our website, iworkforhim.com, and I subscribed her to our weekly blog email right away. Then every Friday, she'll get all the show links from the past week sent to her, along with your blog, Jim. I also showed her that the website allows her to listen live, search for past shows, and have all the different podcast options that she can subscribe to. She was excited to see that our website had all the radio program information and her blogs, Jim, our events, a challenge to join the I Work For Him Nation, and even information about our show sponsors.
Hey, listeners, you should subscribe and stay connected. While you're there, find out how to connect on social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram all have constant updates about show guests, upcoming shows, links to listen, pictures, and even videos. Now, let's get back to the show. Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him, as Martha and I talk today with Andy Mason from Heaven in Business in Redding, California. HeavenInBusiness.com. That's HeavenInBusiness.com. Andy, right before the break, you were telling Martha that, you know, one of the biggest things is that we need to learn to hear that voice of God, because if we're going to be Christ followers, that's really how we can be successful in our faith. But how does Andy Mason hear the voice of God? Give us an example of how you've heard the voice of God and acted in obedience to that.
Yeah, I mean, the classic one is, you were asking, how do I end up in, from New Zealand, the most beautiful country in the world, to, in Redding, California, which is, some would say, the armpit of California. We would say it's way beautiful, way more beautiful than that. But how do I go from one place to the other? And what I've done is over a lifetime, I've learned to, through time in Scripture, through daily time of meeting with God personally, journaling what I'm hearing, growing in my ability to listen and hear. And we can talk through some steps in that, and I can give people some resources that would help them in that process. But I was thinking about my future. And I was thinking, God, where do we go? How do we do that? And a buddy of mine, I was still thinking, I think so much within a box. And God is so much not in a box. There's so much more of God beyond my fingertips, beyond my comfort levels. And we just so wish that this Christian walk would not be a walk of faith. It would just be a walk of planning and strategic. And it's like, no, it's not. It's about doing things that sometimes scare you. So I was praying about our future. We knew there was a change. Something was going on, but we didn't know what. I thought it was either working more with our local church, doing international community development, or a promotion in my work as a regional manager with the bank that I was working for. And I was with a buddy and traveling, and I was complaining like, I don't understand. It doesn't seem to be either of these, but what else is there? That was my box. And he said, why don't you pray as an ask God if there's a geographic move outside your original box that you've been thinking? So I came home and I wrote down in my journal, God is our future in this location. And two days later, I was reading a Bible story to my son. And he chooses the story, and I read it. As I read him the story, he chose the story of Abraham in a children's Bible. Yes, God speaks from a children's Bible. Mm-hmm. And I'm reading, get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house to a land that I will show you. And as I'm reading that, it's like fireworks are exploding on the inside of me, which was not what I expected. 2 days after that, we had a visiting speaker in a meeting, and the speaker pulls out Joshua 1, verse 2. Now arise, you and this people with you, and cross over the Jordan, the line of limitations that you've set on yourself, into the land of risk and promise. And again, I'm stunned, just sitting there, shocked, and the word is impacting me, which is what Jesus said in John 6, my words are spirit and they are life. So when he speaks, when you know God's speaking, it sparks life in you. It's like there's energy released, there's a spark. People would say a light bulb, an aha moment. There's just something sparks on the inside. And then the third one was my wife, because it's got to be the two of us making a massive decision like this. Yes. And she said, well, God, give me a scripture. And here's another way. So God was speaking through me, through a scripture, through somebody else that spoke a word. That was a scripture, both resonated with me. And the third one was my wife saying, God, speak to me. And instantly, it was a thought that popped into her head with a scripture reference. And this one was Jeremiah 3:14. And it's not one of those scriptures that anybody commonly memorizes. So we had to look up, is there even 14 verses in the book of Jeremiah in chapter 3? She sits down and reads it, and it says, I will take you one from a family, and two from a city, and I will lead you to Zion, and I'll set shepherds over you according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. And she just begins to weep. And it's just, terrified, scared, but also knowing this is God. So that was a classic case of just listening to his voice, following that. And I've got hundreds of stories just like that, where now over time you take a step and then you look back and you think, was that God? It's probably God. It might have been me. Whereas I grew up believing it's probably just me. And you dumb it down until you don't do anything. And I'm learning, no, if he's a loving father, if I ask him, that he answers. So if I ask the question and I hear a thought or an idea or a concept or something happens in that moment, it's probably God. It might even be me. I need to act on that, and when I do, I take little steps, little steps, little steps, and I can look back, and now I've developed this history of learning, oh, that's God, he's speaking to me.
I love that. We're talking today with Andy Mason from Heaven in Business in Redding, California. Check it out online, heavenandbusiness.com, heavenandbusiness.com. All right, last time we talked on I Work For Him, Andy, was almost 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago. Tell us about Heaven. Just the audience is all new. It grows all the time. Tell people, what's Heaven in Business all about? And you've got some new stuff going on there. Let's just start with, what is Heaven in Business all about?
Yeah, so, and this has been what started just as a good idea, following the voice of God, leaving New Zealand, coming to America, thinking, why on earth are we here? We literally stumbled into, there's a ministry school in Reading that is all about saying, how do we walk out this walk with God? We've got a supernatural, invisible God who created the planet. How do I literally walk that out in my daily life? And as Jesus prayed, on earth as it is in heaven. So the same things in heaven, on earth now. How do I walk that out in all of life? And there was nothing going on in the business community. So I just took the initiative and said, this can't be just about church and other, where's this? This has to impact cities. And so people said, well, do something then. So we did. That's how we started in 2008, 2009. Now I could say, a lot more clearly. Having a business is a growing global movement of people building cities on the back of excellent business growth on a foundation of partnering with God at work. And so in the last 4 years, it's amazing the foundations have been put together. So now I'd say it's kind of a full circle. If we're going to see influencers discipling cities and nations through the business community, that means the Richard Bransons, the Elon Musks, the Bill Gates, the Steve Jobs of society, how do we intentionally identify, train, and equip those people as followers of Jesus to hear his voice, to grow in excellence in business, and to influence wherever they are from a heaven or kingdom perspective? So now there's initiatives in the local community, and both in our community and around the world. We've got student curriculum and activities going on here. Is how do I build a business from an entrepreneurial mindset that demonstrates a partnership with God without having to say a whole heap of Christianese or crazy stuff that Christians are known for? How do I grow in excellence and have impact? Then we have conferences that a couple of times a year here, and then we travel around and do those. Executive retreats, which are just crazy fun times. We've got an online platform and community now that's growing worldwide. Then we have advisory services, and we're looking to start an incubator and investment. So we've got this full circle pathway from students through to influencers in the business community that then are shaping nations, discipling people who are influencing cities.
You got a lot of stuff going on there, and that's really all just grown in so many ways in the last 4 years since we last talked. I want to make sure we plugged on both sides of the half hour your business training conference coming up this fall in September. We'll put a plug in now. We'll do it again after the bottom of the half hour. What is this business training conference all about? Who should be there?
Yeah, so anybody that says, I want to know how me and my work can influence a city. How do I partner with God? I hear this disciple nations mandate, and I have no idea how I do that. Do I have to leave my job and go and work for a church or be a missionary? And no, the answer is you in your job, in your role, whether that's a CEO, a janitor, whatever your work is a vital place where you have heaven's influence come to bear on you as you influence and shape and build cities. So it's called Build Business, Build Cities. We've got a series of people coming in from obviously some of our locals with the stories of the ups and the downs. We've got Brian Harper coming in from New York. He's a property investment management guy. We've got Tommy Duchel coming in from Zimbabwe. He's got a media company that's influencing the nation. But it's really saying, how do I, in whatever role I am, how do I partner with God, build excellent business, and grow? And what you'll hear is some foundational teaching to think from heaven's perspective. There'll be application, so there's case studies, there's panels to discuss this and who's walking this out. And then there's workshops where we break it down into even smaller groups. There's groups around the states, for example, Chuck Proudfit in Cincinnati, Ohio, with At Work on Purpose. What they're doing in that city as a group is fantastic. What Blake Schellenberg and Linda Schellenberg in Portland with Co-Labor, that's fantastic what they're doing. And what C12, Michael Sharrow, is doing in the group of CEOs across the country, what they're doing is wonderful. So we're bringing some of those pieces together to give people an overall snapshot of what is possible in whether I'm creating jobs, creating hope, creating or building people, attracting customers, whatever it is that I am doing, I can say, let the work of my hands praise him and influence from heaven's perspective into my city.
We'll be right back with more with Andy Mason from Heaven in Business. Check it out online, heavenandbusiness.com, heavenandbusiness.com. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. Lord, it's been a rough day at work today. I've been working on a project and my coworker just doesn't seem to care about our deadline. Lord, what should I do? He's been late to work every day this week and sitting by himself during lunch lately. Do you think there's something wrong? What, Lord? You want me to ask if he needs prayer? Okay, Lord, I'll do that. Lord, I also want to thank you for my job. I pray that I can be an example for those I work with. Lord, I made a commitment to pray for my coworkers and employees when I joined the I Work For Him Nation. Help me daily to lift them up to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do you want to make the same commitment? Join the I Work For Him Nation now and get a window sticker and a personal note from us. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag.
That's iworkthenumber4him.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy is retiring. President Trump says the search for a new Supreme Court justice will begin immediately. Kennedy's retirement gives the president the chance to cement conservative control of the high court. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it would be the height of hypocrisy for the Senate to vote on a new Supreme Court justice before the November midterm elections. Teachers' unions sharply criticizing the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling today on union fees says justices sided with wealthy business interests over the working class and public servants. The court ruled government workers cannot be compelled to contribute fees to labor unions that represent them in collective bargaining. The U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and Chinese leaders striking a largely positive public tone, talking up increased military cooperation and open dialogue between the two powers despite an impending trade war. Mattis on his first trip to China since taking the lead at the Pentagon. SRN News.
Attention all business owners. Are you happy with your website? Is your website easily found on the internet? How about your social media? Does your company have a professional and engaging social media presence? If your answer is no, then contact Smarty Digital today for help with your website, digital marketing, or social media campaign. Call or click today for a free digital marketing audit. It will be the smartest decision you will ever make. Call Smarty Digital at 904-674-3370. That's 904-674-3370. Or click smartydigital.com.
It's been proven time and time again. The best way to keep your family healthy is to eat all natural foods. Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island is your best choice for additive-free meats, fruits, and vegetables. And best of all, their prices are competitive with the big box stores. Grassroots in Fleming Island also sells the top brands of vitamins and supplements. Grassroots Natural Foods in Fleming Island. Fresh food, fast checkout, and friendly people. Located by the theater at 1915 East West Parkway. Online at grassrootsnaturalfoods.com.
This half hour of the I Work For Him show is brought to you by Mark829.com. There are times in everyone's life that the pressures of the world seem to be on our shoulders, when you're at the crossroads and not sure where to turn. If you're crying out, God, please help me, go to Mark829.com.
This half hour of the I Work For Him radio broadcast is sponsored by listeners like you who have contributed to the I Work For Him Ministries Giving Fund. Become a part of our support team. Find out more online at iworkforhim.com/donate.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. We're so excited that you're listening today as we talk with Andy Mason from Heaven in Business. HeavenInBusiness.com. That's HeavenInBusiness.com. Now, I want to make sure for all of our Jacksonville listeners, just listen up for a second. This is a special announcement for you. Tomorrow morning, June 28th, there's the prayer breakfast at the Hyatt Regency Jacksonville Riverfront. It's free from 7 to 9 tomorrow morning. You need to be there. Transformation Jacksonville's putting it on. TJax.org. TJax.org. Check it out online. Get signed up. Get there tomorrow morning. Meet Christ followers in your city who are serious about prayer and who are serious about praying for their city right there in the greater First Coast area, Jacksonville. TJax.org. TJax.org for the 14th annual Greater Jacksonville Prayer Breakfast. All right, we're back with Andy Mason from Heaven in Business. Andy, I loved the story, or just the whole idea behind this conference you're putting on in September, the 12th through the 14th, you said, well, we're in between the breaks, excuse me, not between the breaks, how about in between the segments, that it's $297 right now if somebody registers for the business training conference in September, but that's only good till July 1.
That's correct. So jump in early for that extra super early bird price.
You got to do that. And is that on the Heaven and Business website?
Yeah, heavenofbusiness.com / conference, or if they jump onto the heavenofbusiness.com site, they will see that under events.
All right, very good, very good.
You know, Jim, I just want to say that a lot of people have probably heard of Bethel in one way or another over the years, whether it's through their music or the school that is there. But we just want to give people the opportunity to understand that this is an opportunity to go to a conference to understand, to get training, and to also get connections. Because you were, Andy, talking about right before the break, other places where people are walking it out, and that you are very much like-minded to we are, where it's like, we're not here to reinvent anything. We just want to equip people to better understand how to, walk out in your words, heaven on earth. And so, we just want to encourage people to take time to go look at the website and check it out for themselves and see if this is something that God is really calling them to attend.
Heavenandbusiness.com. That's heavenandbusiness.com. Check out the events tab.
So Andy, as we, what are the kinds of things that you are teaching people at Heaven and Business?
Yeah. I mean, this gives some context. Firstly, so my background and everything I've come from, I know what it is to work in excellence and principles. So I never, ever want people to get the concept that we're talking something less than that. But what I know is that they're just the foundation. They're not something that you can really say, how do I build something with God in my business? It's way more than just principles. So what we're obviously teaching is principles, but then we're bringing in, how do I build a culture in my business that God would be welcome in? So what is the culture of what is a culture in my business that represents God look like? So if I say, Jesus' first words was, I'm about my Father's business. Everything I do, the work of my hands, is worship. So what does it look like to 24/7 be the work of my hands gives him praise? So I can run a finger, or I can run a plumb line through every aspect of my business and say, how well does this represent God the Father? That's a great plumb line for people to look at. And then you can go through HR, you can go through remuneration, you can go through pricing, you can go through how am I working in a business of honor and so on. So there's a whole heap of things within that. And people can get a sample or a taste of that by jumping on heavenofbusiness.com/online. And for $1, you can play around and get access to over 80 videos from primarily conferences and then monthly intentional trainings that we've done. You can sample that out and test it out yourself. So I think, obviously, once we've lit people up to what is possible and we lay down some foundational teaching to where's this in the Bible, how do we understand that, and then how do you practically invite God into your workplace, then to me the number one thing is listening to his voice and following that. And then we train people not just how to hear the voice of God, but hear the voice of God in a work context. So I'm not stopping what I do to go away for 10 minutes to pray and fast. Actually, God's closer to my skin, nearer than the air I breathe. How do I listen to his voice in the business transactions that I'm going about? So, for example, I recently got invited to be an advisor for a company. It's a tech company. It's in the financial technology space. So this is making decisions with God. It's in the space that I want to be in. It's in the space that's my experience. I love it. And when I see the strategic plan, the business plan, it makes me weep. because of what they're going to be doing in developing countries and providing banking systems and services to people that are currently unbanked. So I'm all over it from sensing the life of God on it, excited about it, aligns with me. And not only that, but they're going to give me a significant quantity of shares or options to buy shares. So financially, it's going to really help my family. So from all of the boxes, from a reasoning perspective, it would make sense. Then they send through a form to fill out to say, hey, now sign and you're on board. And I go to sign and I have a hesitation. There's just something on the inside of me. I can't reason. It doesn't make sense. But I don't have a peace about signing. And it goes completely against everything in my head and what my desire would want to be. What I've learned is that there's this scripture in Jeremiah that says, your word is like a fire in my bones. I grow weary of holding it, and indeed I cannot. That sometimes God's telling you to do something or you don't want to do, and it's like, but you can't not do it. It's some hesitation. His word just anchors you, and you can't explain it. Another one is Colossians 3:15, which is, let peace be your governor, which is, I can, if you put that together with God says in Corinthians that the foolishness of God is wiser than men, which means that my best idea, the best principles, the best practice, God's stupid idea is better than that. So I'm going to follow the principles, but his voice trumps it. So in this case, I had this, it all made sense. It seemed to go forward, but I had a hesitation. I chose not to go in. But then I had peace. I would rather have peace rather than be involved in something, mm-hmm. but just have no, something's not right. Am I following the voice of God? Am I walking in obedience in my business dealings? So we teach people to do that. And I can tell story after story after story. That's obviously one that I said no to. And then I've got decisions where we've been in business. In one case, we heard God say, go online.
Hang on to that story just for a second. We're talking with Andy Mason, the organization that you should get involved in if you'd like to get some training on really trying to understand God's connection between your work and your faith and really learning to live out and live with God in your workplace, heaveninbusiness.com, heaveninbusiness.com. All right, Andy, I know you want to tell another story, but I want to make sure people knew who we're talking to and the website they should go to. Go ahead.
Great. So second story, it's much more fun. So we're building what we're building here. We're a separate department of a church. So we're self-funded. We have to stand alone. My mandate is don't cost the – if we're a business, if we're heaven a business, then it's got to pay for itself, which is both good and challenging. And I'd love it that way. So we're not just giving away teaching. We're giving away what we're walking out ourselves. We have to fund what we're doing. It has to work. And then that becomes the stories that we're giving away and experimenting with how do I literally do this for ourselves. So we've gone from zero income to this year we're going to have 5 employees and we're just under $500,000 income. And we're continually growing and expanding, saying, how do we do this? As in Russia and Moscow and February, they turned away 50 people who are so hungry to do this in that country. I was in Zimbabwe 2 weeks ago, again, 800 people, and then 400 people at the conference. This is happening everywhere. So how do I partner with God and learn and make my decisions on that basis? So practical one, one morning I got up, I was just my normal going about my day, and I get this crazy thought where God was speaking to me about not the sense, don't go with the person hiking. And I'm thinking, that doesn't make sense. Why would I not go with that person hiking? Is that God? Is that me? I've learned to recognize it's probably God. So I'm thinking, I don't need to know why. If I was just childlike, I'd follow that prompting, that intuition. When I sat on that, I just told this person, I'm not going with you, sat down, read my Bible for that morning, and I'm reading this story about Paul, where God speaks to him, sends him a direction. He gets to there, and then God says, I don't want you to speak here. I want you to go somewhere else. And it's like, God, are you schizophrenic? Or it's like, no. It's just about direction and about changing and following his voice. So between that, God saying, don't go with this person, and then reading that story, I recognize God speaking to me about direction, but I don't know what. I'm thinking he's probably telling us to leave America and go back to New Zealand maybe. So I sit in my office. I face the wall and I say, okay, God, I hear that you want to talk to me about a specific direction. Where do you want me to go? And I sat there quietly, and instantly it was like someone slapped me in the chest, and I heard the words on the inside of me, not audible, just on the inside, but like shouting, go online. Now, it was not what I expected, so I've learned that this is God, but now I'm about to grow our business in an area that I'm clueless about. My background is agriculture, is sheep, is cattle. It's not online sales, online service. So I had to learn through the process, how do you build a subscription business? How do you build an online business? How do you build a platform? So I had to grow day by day and learning best practice. And then through that all, it's like, so for example, our content, how do we even present that in a way that's applicable in the right language? I get connected to a copywriter. The copywriter says, send me your content. It's normally $25,000 to $100,000 to launch a product. And I'm like, oh, well, I don't have that money. Well, it turns out that I happen to have coached his son in the school of ministry. So I send him the content. He says, I'll listen to it. We'll have a conversation. The Holy Spirit then woke him up in the night, listened to the content, read the book that I wrote, and he calls me the next day and says, what you don't know is I've got Parkinson's. When I listened to your content and read your book, my Parkinson's symptoms reduced to zero. Whatever you want to do, I'm in.
Oh, man.
So
what's the point is I've learned to follow his voice. It's not always what I'm comfortable with. It's not always what I'm experiencing. And it's not, he doesn't just wave a wand and do it all for me. But it's this day by day, I'm learning to walk with God, learning that he's my best friend, that I can't just rely on what I think I know. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on what you think you know.
And we'll be right back with more from Andy Mason from heavenandbusiness.com.
Reconnect One with Carmen LaBurge.
Which came first, the fetus or the person? When confronted with pro-abortion propaganda, pushing the idea that the baby inhabiting the womb is a fetus and not a person, we must protest. This rejects the truth of God's word. He creates each person uniquely in his image and endows us with personhood even before we are born. To engage false worldviews, we must know our own. So for evidence that people are persons before they are fetuses, reread Luke 1 and 2. Note that Jesus was recognizable to John in utero. John had a God-ordained purpose and a name before he was conceived in the barren womb of Elizabeth. And Jesus had a purpose and a name before he was conceived in the virgin womb of Mary.
Reconnect today's headlines with God's perspective. Visit reconnectwithcarmen.com. Reconnectwithcarmen.com.
Do you dream about getting away with your spouse and escaping for a few days? Do you just want a little time to reconnect and enjoy a little sunshine? It's not too early to start thinking about planning time away with your spouse next winter.
We want to invite you to join us on our annual Cruise Your Way to a Better Marriage, brought to you by I Work For Him. We will be setting sail from Tampa Bay to Cozumel on Royal Caribbean Brilliance of the Seas, February of 2019, leaving on Valentine's Day. How romantic can it get?
Our main sessions will focus on ways to strengthen your marriage and grow closer to each other and to God. Breakout sessions will be geared to diving a little deeper, exploring biblical principles for marriages and the workplace.
With plenty of downtime to eat, relax, and connect with each other and the 20 other married couples, what's not to be excited about? Details are online at iworkforhim.com event page.
Register online at iworkforhim.com and let your boss know you'll be out for a few days in February because you'll be cruising your way to a better marriage. See you on the boat. That's iworkforhim.com, iwork4him.com. Welcome back to I Work For Him as Martha and I are talking with Andy Mason today. Check his organization out online, heavenandbusiness.com, heavenandbusiness.com. He's part of Bethel Church out of Redding, California. They've got a bunch of just really amazing things going on out there. But Heaven in Business, Heaven in Business. Michael Miracle said, I was saying it too fast, so I want to make sure we don't confuse you. Heaven in Business.
You never say anything too fast.
I haven't even had a Mountain Dew yet today. Come on. All right. But as we talk with Andy Mason, Martha, you had a great question based on something he said last week, what he was teaching at the Hub Nation.
Yes. But before I ask that, we were just hearing about Andy saying how God told him, you know, to go online. Andy, you didn't know how to do that. And God
really provided the people to help make that happen. So we just want to encourage people to go to your website and learn about all of the resources that you have now gotten online, which is this new direction that God was getting your attention about.
Yeah, talk about what people would find out there. I mean, you said you've got 430 subscribers out there on to your online content. What is out there online for people like me on the opposite end of the continent that I can get from Heaven in Business?
Yeah, I mean, that was designed. We're learning. We're learning and growing, and everything we learn and grow, we give away. So that online community is designed for people that said, well, I'm good at business. I do the business stuff, and I'm a follower of Jesus, but they're two separate worlds. How do I engage the two, and how do I live this partnership out with God in my work, as opposed to showing up and I do the church thing, and I show up and I do the small group thing? If you stopped your Christian activities, would there be any difference in your business? What's the competitive advantage of following Jesus in your place of work? That's what that's about. So it's foundational teaching, practical application and case studies, and an online community that's growing, that are praying for one another, that are sharing testimonies, they're sharing best practice. There's now communities that are meeting, for example, in the UK. They have a call with one another once a month to share, to encourage, to swap stories, to connect. And it's just it's really, the goal is to building a platform or framework to connect like-minded people around the world. And we're starting to see that happen, which is super fun.
That's so exciting, because we often are in silos and feel like we're doing it all alone. So it's good to hear there's a resource out there. So really tying that in, something that you said this last week at the Hub Nation that I really want us to drill into a little bit, because it's really a lot of making that connection in our faith and our work. As you said, that the only value that salt, light, and leaven have is when they touch the opposite. Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. I mean, it's this classic. Ed Silvoso, Dr. Ed Silvoso, wrote a book, Anointed for Business, and a series of other books, and one also called Transformation, and his most recent one is Ecclesia. And they're excellent, excellent resources if people want to know more about this. But there's a series of steps of where you are as a follower of Jesus. The follower of Jesus that is, it's really, I've got my salvation in my back pocket, and when I die, I'm going to spend eternity. Then it's like circle the wagons, protect myself from the evil in the world. That's really a bummer of a way to live, and you certainly won't succeed in anything if that's the approach. Then there's those that follow the principles, which again is about how do I survive.
Feels like time's running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and you're two payments behind on your mortgage. It seems like every time you turn on the radio, some cheerful couple's telling you how they got out of debt for pennies on the dollar. No more stress and everything is just wonderful. Come on. The truth is that what sounds too good to be true is too good to be true. You need help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last choice. We're Credit Card Relief, and we've been helping people just like you for nearly a decade. We're the attorney-driven program dedicated to helping you get out of debt in months instead of years, all while saving you thousands, and without risking your family home. We know what we're doing, and we don't make promises we can't keep. Call Credit Card Relief right now at 866-580-9999. 866-580-9999. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. 866-580-9999.
Do you dream about getting away with your spouse and escaping for a few days? Do you just want a little time to reconnect and enjoy a little sunshine? It's not too early to start thinking about planning time away with your spouse next winter.
We want to invite you to join us on our annual Cruise Your Way to a Better Marriage, brought to you by I Work for Him. We will be setting sail from Tampa Bay to Cozumel on Royal Caribbean Brilliance of the Seas, February of 2019, leaving on Valentine's Day. How romantic can it get?
Our main sessions will focus on ways to strengthen your marriage and grow closer to each other and to God. Breakout sessions will be geared to diving a little deeper, exploring biblical principles for marriages and the workplace.
With plenty of downtime to eat, relax, and connect with each other and the 20 other married couples, what's not to be excited about? Details are online at iworkforhim.com event page.
Register online at iworkforhim.com and let your boss know you'll be out for a few days in February, because you'll be cruising your way to a better marriage. See you on the boat. That's iworkforhim.com. iwork4him.com.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. As Martha and I are talking with Andy Mason today. Check his organization out online, heavenandbusiness.com, heavenandbusiness.com. He's part of Bethel Church out of Redding, California. They've got a bunch of just really amazing things going on out there. But Heaven in Business, Michael Miracle said, I was saying it too fast, so I want to make sure we don't confuse you. Heaven in Business.
You never say anything too fast.
I haven't even had a Mountain Dew yet today. Come on. All right. But as we talk with Andy Mason, Martha, you had a great question based on something he said last week, what he was teaching at the Hub Nation.
Yes. But before I ask that, we were just hearing about Andy saying how God told him, you know, to go online. Andy, you didn't know how to do that. And God really provided the people to help make that happen. So we just want to encourage people to go to your website and learn about all of the resources that you have now gotten online, which is this new direction that God was getting your attention about.
Yeah, talk about what people would find out there. I mean, you said you've got 430 subscribers out there to your online content. What is out there online for people like me on the opposite end of the continent that I can get from Heaven in Business?
Yeah, I mean, that was designed. We're learning. We're learning and growing, and everything we learn and grow, we give away. So that online community is designed for people that said, well, I'm good at business. I do the business stuff, and I'm a follower of Jesus, but they're two separate worlds. How do I engage the two, and how do I live this partnership out with God in my work, as opposed to showing up and I do the church thing, and I show up and I do the small group thing? If you stopped your Christian activities, would there be any difference in your business? What's the competitive advantage of following Jesus in your place of work? That's what that's about. So it's foundational teaching, practical application and case studies, and an online community that's growing, that are praying for one another, that are sharing testimonies, they're sharing best practice. There's now communities that are meeting. For example, in the UK, they have a call with one another once a month to share, to encourage, to swap stories, to connect. And it's just it's really, the goal is to building a platform or framework to connect like-minded people around the world. And we're starting to see that happen, which is super fun.
That's so exciting, because we often are in silos and feel like we're doing it all alone. So it's good to hear there's a resource out there. So really tying that in, something that you said this last week at the Hub Nation that I really want us to drill into a little bit, because it's really a lot of making that connection in our faith and our work. As you said, that the only value that salt, light, and leaven have is when they touch the opposite. Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. I mean, it's this classic. Dr. Ed Silvoso wrote a book, Anointed for Business, and a series of other books, and one also called Transformation, and his most recent one is Ecclesia. And they're excellent, excellent resources if people want to know more about this. But there's a series of steps of where you are as a follower of Jesus. The follower of Jesus that is, it's really, I've got my salvation in my back pocket, and when I die, I'm going to spend eternity. Then it's like circle the wagons, protect myself from the evil in the world. That's really a bummer of a way to live, and you certainly won't succeed in anything if that's the approach. Then there's those that follow the principles, which again is about how do I survive? How do I do my part or hold my ground? And then there's those that would say, I'm a follower of Jesus and I get to access the miracles of Jesus in my work. And that's typically for themselves. And then then I'd say the transformers, they're the ones that say, I've got the fullness of God in me, in my place of work. My work is a first-class calling. There is no second place when you're a follower of Jesus. Seek first the kingdom, so there is no second, whether you're a pastor, whether you're a poet, whether you're a government leader, whether you're a stay-at-home mum, whether you are an author, whether you're a teacher, it's irrelevant. Whatever you do, do it to the glory of God. Mm-hmm. So in the context of that, I grew up terrified of the world, because it's like, oh my gosh, is this stuff real? Just stupid religious thinking shuts you down. But that whole concept, Jesus saying, you are salt, light, and leaven. Salt increases flavor. Light increases color. And leaven causes everything to rise. That's what we're supposed to be in the world. And if you take out that value, as in, if you've got salt that doesn't increase flavor, you just want to spit it out, trample it underfoot. If you've got light, that all it does is it causes everyone to look the same. It's like, I'm not interested in that either. And I'd spit that out or certainly have nothing to do with it. And leaven, which is, leaven's no good on its own. And I think that would be why the church in America has lost its power, impotent, because it's done none of those three things. It's segregated, it's cut itself off, it's lost its power, and it's reduced a passion to a process. And that's why we got 70%+ of the country that call themselves Christian by name, but are not followers of Jesus by nature. Right. And I'd say, yeah, get amongst it. If you find yourself difficult, if it's hard, if you find you're in the middle of darkness, perfect. That is where you're supposed to be as a follower of Jesus.
That's fantastic. We're talking with Andy Mason today, heaveninbusiness.com, heaveninbusiness.com. Andy, let me just ask you this question. What do you think the most important message the body of Christ needs to hear from you right now?
Just simple. It's really simple. It's you are a child of God, and he's your father, not your boss. And life is about learning to walk with him, hear his voice as a loving father, not as a boss or a chief or a teacher. And that when you pursue that and walk that out in your daily life, you'll find yourself doing things that you only dreamed of or that scare everything out of you, because you're living a life that demonstrates that God is true, that he's alive, that he's real, and that everything that Jesus did and said works.